The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh, gosh. I shouldn't even have done this today. I should have just shut the damn network down. In the last hour, we have $2,100 in pledges. That's it. Tell you what, play something for a while, will you? I don't give a damn what it is.
Five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said.
Did a little experiment. 350, 400 people just decided it's to click off the stream on their computers. They don't want to hear this. You're not there to help. You're just there to absorb the information. Do you folks realize in the last 4 months, Accent Radio Network went bye-bye 4 months ago. Oracle Broadcasting went bye-bye last Monday. American Voice is bye-bye. In the last 4 months, three alternative medias have bit the dust. Why do you think that is? Because they wanted to? And you know what? I'm not going to bother for the next, 48 minutes here, given the reasons why they should support the network. I'm just going to jump into the news, and if we're not here one day, you're going to know the reason why. And then y'all can go listen to Alex Jones and the Genesis Communications Network, and I hope you can glean some good patriotic stuff from some computer fix-it show, for God's sakes. Or listen to somebody's show in the morning that they're more infomercial because they're more concerned about making money than they are about doing programming. God, I guess I'm not going to get upset about it. Why should I get upset? No, I'm not going to get upset. What, talk about my old network? How Ted Anderson picked it up for 20 grand and all the host? Yeah? Well, wait a minute. Alex Jones won't admit that I started that damn network and it threw me off of it. What? You don't know what? Well. Well, let's just go to the news. What the hell? I'm not going to worry about it. Not going to have another stroke, can't pay the bills, we just won't be on the air, and you know, we didn't make the pledge drive. Right? Why get upset about it? Oh, by the way, if you want to call, 800-724-2719. According to the New York Times, and they say the alternative media doesn't have an effect. This isn't a leak. It isn't a timid flow. It's a flood. I'm talking about the criticism of Monsanto's so-called science and genetically engineered food for the past 20 years. Independent researchers have been attacking Monsanto's science in various ways. And finally, the New York Times has joined the crowd. But it's the way Mark Bittman, lead food columnist for the Time magazine, does it really, the crashes, the whole GMO delusion? I don't know. Writing in the April 2nd column, why do GMOs need protection? The writer leads it this way, said genetic engineering in agriculture has disappointed many people who once had hopes for it. As in, the party's over, turn out the lights. Bittman explains genetic engineering, or more properly, transgenic engineering, in which a gene, usually from another species of plant, bacterium, or animal, is inserted into a plant in the hope of positively changing its nature, has been disappointing. And that's his quote from his story. And as if this weren't enough, Bittman spells it out more specifically. In nearly 20 years of applied use of genetically engineered stuff in agriculture, there have been two notable successes, along with a few less notable ones. These are crop resistant to Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. Monsanto develops both the seeds and the herbicide to which they're resistant, and crops that contain their own insecticide. The first have already failed, as the so-called superweeds have developed the resistance to Roundup, and the second are showing signs of failing, as insects are able to develop resistance to the inserted BT toxin, originally a bacterial toxin, faster than new crop variations can be generated. And we kind of see that resistance. How to grow superweeds? Well, look at it this way. How have we grown superviruses or superbugs that are attacking human beings? Give you a hint. Antibiotics? Oh, you say, well, you don't need antibiotics. You know, I just did a course of antibiotics last year. That shouldn't have any effect on my immune system. You take into account all the hormone-injected beef you've been eating. All the stuff that you've been eating in your regular diet. People are dropping dead right and left of cancers that they've been shooting up. Pancreatic cancer is a fine case. Going right through the ceiling. So when we take these antibiotics to specifically get rid of something that's ailing us, it damages the immune system. And you do that a couple of times, and the bug that will infect you the next time will be a monster. Kind of like the same thing, only in the plant world. Just as the weeds developed resistance and immunity to the herbicide, insects that were supposed to be killed by the toxin engineered into Monsanto's BT crops are also surviving. 5 years ago, it would have been unthinkable that the New York Times would print such a complete rejection of the GMO plant technology. Well, now it's, well, everybody knows. And I guess the Times sees no point in holding back any longer. Well, that's wonderful, because the stuff is poisoning us. Of course, if there were a newspaper with any real courage, it would launch a whole series of front-page pieces on this enormous failure, and I guess that's a polite way of putting it, and the gigantic fraud that lies behind it, when the Times might actually see its readership improve. Momentum is something its editors understand well enough. You set your hounds loose on a story, you send them out with a mandate to expose failure, fraud, and crime down to their roots, and you know that in the ensuing months, formerly reticent researchers and corporate employees and government officials will appear out of the woodwork confessing their insider knowledge. The story will deepen. It'll take on new branches. The revelations will indict the corporations, Monsanto, its government partners, and the scientists who falsified and hid data. In this case, the FDA and the USDA will come in for major hits. They will backtrack and lie and misexplain for a while, and then, like buds in spring, agency employees will emerge and admit the truth. These agencies were co-conspirators. And once the story unravels far enough, the human health hazards and the absolute destruction wreaked by GMOs will take center stage. All the bland pronouncements about nobody has gotten sick from GMOs will evaporate in the wind. Now, it won't simply be, well, we never tested health dangers adequately. It'll be, we knew there was trouble from the get-go. Same thing I've been waiting for on this gun issue. For the SSRIs to take lead story on why people are going wacko and shooting people. Supposedly just wonderful little people. Just all of a sudden just doing something that was very, very odd. Just like this young man here in Texas yesterday that decided to go on a stabbing spree. A stabbing attack on the Lone Star College Sci Fair campus yesterday left more than a dozen people injured. A suspect was taken into custody after quick-thinking students jumped into action, and now charges have been filed. The suspect, a 20-year-old Dylan Andrew Quick, has been charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and is being held at the Harris County Jail on bonds totaling $300,000. Wish I had 10% of that. I'd make his mama put up the house for the bond and I want his medical records. I want to see what kind of SSRIs this kid's on. More on this when we get back. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
According to a statement the suspect voluntarily gave investigators, he has had fantasies of stabbing people to death since he was in elementary school. He also indicated that he's been planning this incident for some time. This is what the Harris County Sheriff's Office had to say. The violence broke out about 11:20 a.m. at the rear of the Health Sciences Building on the Sci-Fair campus on Barker Cypress Road. Student Stephen Maida said, "I didn't see him hit anybody. I just saw a girl walk out with a hole in her cheek. One girl had a hole in her neck, and the other guy had cuts on his back of his neck. And the other guy had a slice on the neck." Without hesitation, Maida and several other students ran after the suspect. By the way, I saw Mr. Maida on Fox News this morning, and the question was posed by somebody else they had up there about guns having people armed on campus. And this brain-screwed kid, the one that actually tackled this character that was using an X-Acto knife to try to carve people up, yeah, he's been planning this for a long time. That's delusional. If you're going to cut somebody up, you use a Bowie knife, not an X-Acto knife. But this kid, when it was the scenario was posed, well, if there was more concealed weapon carry permit people on that campus, maybe he wouldn't even have gotten that far. And the kid that tackled the other student said, well, I don't know about that. You know, campuses can be pretty wild, and we don't want people shooting each other. No, we just wanted them stabbing each other. And then the airhead on Fox News, here's the all-important question she asked. Well, how did you tackle them? What? My coach taught me how to tackle when I was varsity in high school football. What the hell kind of a question is that? How did you? They wanted the blow by blow. How did you tackle them? By late afternoon, Harris County Sheriff investigators had identified Quick as the suspect and arrived at his house in northwest Harris County with a search warrant. Detectives had been at the home for hours waiting for the paperwork. I guess they didn't have one of those rubber stamp warrants. Name of people and places to be searched. You know how the warrants used to be. Neighbors say Quick is hearing impaired but wears an implant. And just last week, he gave the next door neighbor, Michael Lincoln, a hand. Took down a branch and said that's what neighbors are for. But then turns right around and uses an X-Acto knife to try to carve up fellow students. I'd say there's a problem. But you see the way they're going to handle this. They're going to do background checks on everybody. By the way, that email that I read you, it had the title, I wonder if I understand the government. And he uses the analogy of putting the wife in a straitjacket. That's what the government is doing right now. They want to further restrict guns. And we all know the end game scenario. They're going after all the guns. That's why you're seeing state after state starting to pop up with its new gun bans. Oh, we're just going to just do away with these evil things. Really. Well, get cozy with history, because the reason why we have the Second Amendment ain't for target shooting or target practice or hunting ducks or Bambi. The reason we have weapons, in case our government wants to get a little tyrannical on us and try to take our weapons and oppress us, and we have no ability to really say no and mean it. By the way, and again, with the programming, we are in control. What did they do? Well, the Cy-Fair Independent School District secured the several campuses as a precaution during the chaos. Arangan Middle, Postma Elementary, Feist Elementary School, Copeland Elementary, Burks Elementary, Rennell Elementary, Robinson Elementary, Holmesley Elementary School, Jowell Elementary, the Berry Center. While the schools were not under official lockdown, doors were locked and no visitors were allowed on campus. That's a lockdown. And this is nothing but how to instill fear. And we're authority, and we're in control. Because some whack job decided he wanted to carve up fellow students with an X-Acto knife. And then the idiot that tackled the guy, proclaimed to be a hero, turns right around and says, well, I don't know about guns on campuses. This is the direct result of the campaign within the public school systems to tell these students that guns are evil. Well, what the hell about an X-Acto knife? Well, what about Louisville Sluggers? What about fist? Less than 1% of homicides in this country are attributable to AR-14s or AR-15s, SKSs, or long rifles. Period. Less than 1%. TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hello, John. Hi. Hey, like I told Ms. Sandra, I'm sorry I could only give a pittance this time. Lost my job a little over a month ago, but...
Sorry to hear that.
I'll give more later. And yes, your network is the top network. I grew up out of listening to a talk show host talk about him in the third person constantly. So, yes, your network is the only place I can land now.
Well, I appreciate those sentiments. Thank you, TJ. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I wanted to talk about...
Okay, well, hold that thought. The reason I ask is we're coming up on break, and I've got to give our advertisers just due, otherwise they're not going to stick around. Please support our advertisers as well, folks. It's important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
TJ, you wanted to make a point, sir? Hello, yeah. TJ.
Hey, John. Yes, real quick, yesterday, the Atlanta Police Department, which is not very well known for respecting civil liberties, responded to a, I guess a domestic dispute, what's said on the local news here. And I guess a bunch of people got clubbed and, of course, you know, pepper sprayed and all that. But this is a story that's very telling. As of today, the Atlanta Police Department had to pull out of that neighborhood because their cruisers were pelted with bricks and hammers over there because the video made it online. And for all the people who are wanting civil war and all this other stuff, that's very telling because I think the power of the people to, yeah, that may not have been peaceful, but it doesn't take war to beat back tyranny. And the Atlanta Police Department had to completely pull out of that community because of their heavy-handedness yesterday.
Yeah, and what should be the exact opposite should be true. And there should be enough respect, at least, and this is a hard thing to say, TJ, because we know how a lot of the cops operate and we know their attitude. Do you remember Safe Streets that, oh, well, we're going to put patrol, but we're going to put people on foot to be a presence in higher crime neighborhoods. Whatever happened to that one? Now we have anonymous things zipping through neighborhoods might be lit up or might not be lit up cops. They come and they go. They're after-the-fact kind of bullies. But,
that is correct.
But there was a time that it might work putting a couple of uniformed officers together in regular foot beats. Remember how they used to do? They still...
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay, go ahead.
Yes, they, I will say this, that they do when I travel into Atlanta, which is regularly, you'll see them up in the Buckhead area and right along Peachtree Street, but you go one block, like off of Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's victimized by crime, whether you're a construction worker getting there at 5 a.m. in the morning to get up into a building, a high rise to go work. Your windows will be busted out and all
now, this. Now, TJ, let me ask you an obvious question here. Do you think there'd be this kind of demarcation line into these higher crime areas if their intended victims were possibly armed?
No, there would not be.
That's exactly right.
You have a great night, John.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate your call. Yeah, Atlanta. God. I remember several months ago, folks, the woman that wanted to get into the mall and the security officer, which happened to also be the mall manager, did everything that he could to keep her out, didn't call the police, didn't escalate anything, just told her and said, look, you've been disinvited to this mall. Please leave. And she didn't have enough self-respect, let alone respect for other people, that the guy had to taser, and she fell over like a ton of bricks, man. It was almost hilarious. It was almost funny. But then I noticed, as I was looking at the YouTube videos, and I saw the blogs, and I saw additional YouTube videos coming up, other blacks going, you know what? Why are we putting up with this stuff? You know, you want to run around and call yourself black? Well, excuse me, don't include me in your little nefarious little insane party, because I ain't buying it. And that's exactly what needs to happen. You know, a society is self-policing. If anybody in their right mind thinks it's that little thin blue line out there that prevents anarchy, they're wrong. They are dead wrong. Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt.
Hey, John. Yeah, you're exactly right. This is a moral issue. That's what it always comes down to. It's not the knives. It's not the guns. It's not the ball bats. It's a decline in morals in our society. You know, and people need to address that. Yeah, they need to address the SSRIs and those things, but we got to blame a lot of this on ourselves. You know, we're doing this to ourselves, and we're allowing this to happen.
Well, okay. All right, Matt, I'll buy that portion, but my mind is now racing, and I'm starting to think about the things that are not within our control. The gangs that are in every major city, their source of revenue are drugs that are coming still across the Mexican border. People from Nicaragua have come up, set up drug businesses, feeding the street gangs in every major city across the country. And I see things like that. Now, we're supposed to be a lawful country and not interrupt people and violate their rights. Isn't there a way that you can go after the street gangs and the criminal gangs that are running drugs? Can't you go after their suppliers and go further up the food chain, which is supposed to be what the DEA and all those other flashy little over-budgeted idiots are supposed to do? Isn't the pressure from the United States government enough on these various countries that are manufacturing the criminal element to infest us? Couldn't we start to embargo them a little bit?
You would think we could, but unfortunately the banks that launder the money for those people... That's... You know, and there again, it comes back to it's our responsibility, because even with Congress sitting at a 9% approval rating, somehow or another, we're stupid enough to keep electing these schmucks. So, well, I mean, that falls back on our purview as well.
Well, and, yeah, I understand the point. You know, that's why I said at the top of the program, I think what we should do is start a White House petition. If we get 40, 50, 60 million, if 9% approval rating, that means then that there's 91% of supposedly the voting public that is fed up to their eyeballs with these clowns in Washington. That's why I'm saying let's do a petition to excuse them all from office, senators and Congress critters alike.
I full support that. And speaking of support, I'm curious, do you have any way of tracking how many listeners your network gets a day?
Yeah, no and yes, because we're on a lot of low-power FMs. We can track the numbers on the Internet, but that's just coming from one source. We have so many different talk show hosts, and they run streams of their own. There's really no way to calculate the numbers.
Any way to give a rough guesstimate?
No.
Just take your program?
The reason
I throw that out there is because I cannot believe with a network as important as this one that we can't get 1,000 people to pledge just $10 a month to cover the basic bills. I know times are tough. I've taken pay cuts. My wife's taken pay cuts.
Matt, that sounds simple. When we had Republic Radio International that was sold off to a 110 Anderson to be GCN, we tried that. We thought, well, okay, well, let's do something so down and dirty and so cheap and simple that it can't fail. We asked all the listeners to send us a dollar a month. At the time, the expenses for the network weren't as great, but it didn't work.
Well, speaking for myself, I can't afford to buy any gold or silver at this point, but I can sure afford to pledge $20 a month to this network because it's that important to me.
Well, and I would greatly appreciate if more people adopted that idea because, as I said, I haven't asked the secretary here, but I would safely say 80 to 85% of the previous donor list that would donate on a monthly basis have dropped off into oblivion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, when you get that, can you pass me over? I want to get the information of where to send the checks to because I'm going to start sending $20 a month, and I'm going to ask all the other listeners. You know, I know things are tight, but $5 a month, $10 a month, anything. We got to pitch in. If we don't, what's that old quote? If we don't hang together, we'll all surely hang separately.
Yeah, and I'm out of things to sell. The last thing I had to sell was any value was my motorcycle. So yeah. I'm all tapped out.
I hear you, bud.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Matt. He'll take you over right now. Okay. Kansas, the state of, not the city that sits on the border with Missouri. Last Friday, both houses of the Kansas legislature were winding up its current session, and a little bill called Senate Bill 102 and House Bill 2199 were passed overwhelmingly, putting the matter firmly on the desk of pro-gun Governor Sam Brownback for signing. Can you hear me now, Ricky Perry? The House passed its measure 96-24 while the Senate's bill was voted through 35-4. As both pieces of legislation are identical, no conference was necessary, and the final bill will be on Brownback's desk this week for signing. As the votes were being counted in the Senate, one senator exclaimed, "Passage of SB 102 means that the Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment are alive and well in Kansas." Indeed, not only does the bill declare that any act, treaty, order, rule, or regulation of the government of the United States which violates the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States is null and void and unenforceable in the state of Kansas. It bases its legality on the Second, Ninth, and Tenth Amendments. The Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States reserves to the people individually the right to keep and bear arms, as that right was understood at the time that Kansas was admitted to statehood in 1861. Oh, just in time for the Great Civil War. And the guarantee of the people, of that right, rather, is a matter of contract between the state and the people of Kansas and the United States as of the time that the compact with the United States was agreed upon and adopted by Kansas in 1859 and the United States in 1861. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments to the Constitution of the United States guarantee to the people rights not granted in the Constitution and reserved to the people of Kansas certain rights as they were understood at the time that Kansas was admitted to statehood in 1861. The guarantee of those rights is a matter of contract between the state and the people of Kansas and the United States at the time that the compact with the United States was agreed upon and adopted. Wonder why they just repeated themselves, but they just did. The bill is based on the state constitution of Kansas as well. Section 4 of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the State of Kansas clearly secures to Kansas citizens and prohibits government interference with the right of the individual Kansas citizen, to keep and bear arms. By the way, national gun registration is what these people are after. They're using it under the guise of background checks. This is a record of who is buying, how much they've got. And don't let anybody try to convince you otherwise, because it is a damned lie. Those records, they want just licensed gun dealers, whether it's for private sale, which means there's not going to be any more private sales, gun shows and gun shops. But they've got to do the background checks and they're required to keep the records. That is registration. And don't think for a minute, just because that gun dealer has the paper copy of that form, the government's got that information in the databases. So they know who, what, where, why, and how much. This constitutional protection is unchanged from the Constitution of the State of Kansas, which was approved by the Congress and the people of Kansas, and the right exists as it was understood at the time of the compact with the United States. The bill has real teeth as it expands on its declarations that any of these federal government intrusions is null and void. It prohibits any employee of Kansas from helping the federal government to enforce these intrusions and declare as unlawful any attempts by any federal government employee to enforce such intrusions, making such efforts, are you ready? Are you waiting? A felony in the state. They're saying if the feds come rolling into Kansas and they want to enforce federal gun laws, guess what? They're now felons. Do you think they're just going to slap them on the wrist, or are they going to throw them in jail and call Washington, D.C. to arrange bail for these clowns? It not only covers individual citizens in the state, but also protects manufacturers of firearms or firearms parts. You know, folks, as TJ in Georgia called in and said, you know, hey, this is a cultural, societal problem. It's the breakdown. Yeah, I get it. I understand. And just at the time where people are going to need those weapons the most, the government is fervently trying to restrict or just do outright bans. And let me ask an associated question. Why are so many Congress critters bailing out of the United States Congress? A lot of them are retiring. Most of them would have a real chance of re-election from their state to be represented in the United States Congress. But they're not. They're leaving. Why do you suppose it is? Do you think that they know something that we don't? Or do they not want to be a party to out-and-out treason? And being a member of said Congress or United States Senate, they don't want to be painted with a broad brush, so they're getting their hat and leaving town. Classic example, and I never did buy Jim DeMint's rhetoric. Well, you know, I got personal stuff to do, and I got other things to do. No. I mean, seriously, giving up a powerful seat in Washington, D.C., because you want more time to go play with your kids? Uh-uh. That man got his hat and got the hell out of Washington. And just imagine, think about this for a few minutes. If a state does outright gun bans, outright, declares them to be illegal and under penalty and jail and all this other stuff, if those laws stand in those states, what do you think the people that want to have that Second Amendment and enjoy the other nine amendments, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, what if they decided, you know, I don't want to live here anymore? And they start creating gun-free states. Hell, if I take up another vocation, say I want to be a professional criminal, hell, I'm moving to Colorado. Hey, what's somebody going to do? Come after me with a baseball bat while I'm standing there holding a gun? I don't think so. It's going to be looter's paradise. Who's going to stop you? BJ in Arizona. Hello, BJ.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm thinking they're scared to death, and that's why part of this gun thing is about, because they're afraid when everything goes crazy, we're coming after them. But I'm so tired of Obama lying and saying 90% of the people want this.
Yeah.
Is he kidding? These lies are making me sick.
Well, hey, he's a good communist. Good communists always lie.
Here's the other thing. Let's protect the children, but not when they're at home. Only when they're out in public. And also, they don't want to talk about the SSRIs as being a cause, and yet they're going to turn right around. The hypocrisy is just so sickening. Turn right around and say, anybody that's ever been on one, though, or the veterans that might need one now because of what they've been through, they need their guns taken because of the SSRI. So which is it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's protecting a very strong drug lobby in Washington, D.C., in which most of these Congress creatures receive money from the drug companies to give an affirmative vote when they want their way. So we're not going to attack the multi-billion-dollar drug companies, the pharma cartels. We're just going to do a backdoor approach without making any admissions, and we're going to use that to take people's right of self-protection away from them.
Well, I think it betrays their protection of those drugs or whatever by saying that.
Well, and here's the thing, BJ. I don't want to get to the point where we're marching on Washington, D.C. to go pull Congress critters out of their seats and swing them from the yardarms. I don't want to see that happen. I really do not.
I think most people are just saying pass whatever law you want. It's, you know, as a single woman, I'm supposed to give up the protection. The only thing I feel, you know, safe against, you know, those looters and all those bad people you're talking about that are going to be coming around. So how dare they?
Well, they dare because we're from the government and we're here to help you by way of public policy to keep everybody safe.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either. Come and get them if you can. As a matter of fact, I'd invite Barack Obama without his entourage to come to my house and try to take my guns from me.
Well, you're lucky you have those all lined up. You said you have every kind.
Well, I you can only shoot one gun at a time, but the reason I have a 50 cal, AK, an AR-15, 2.45s, And I absolutely adore the little handgun that I have, the most accurate thing that I've ever shot in my life. It's a little Walther PP. But I have these. I can only shoot one gun at a time.
Grow some arms.
Well, no. One of the main reasons I have such a variety is what ammunition, because I'm going to run out of ammunition sooner or later, and it's going to be a matter of what ammunition I can come across, what's that fit into. So if I've got a 223 and I've got 223 ammunition, and, well, I don't have the AR-15, all I got is an AK, you can't fire it out of an AK. So it's one for, it's more of a measure of making sure that I at least have a weapon when I can locate the information or locate the ammunition when I run out, and we can't have enough storable food, nor we can have enough ammunition, because we don't know how long this is going to last. But it's more, because I want a variety of weapons when the ammunition's available.
Well, thank you for being so brave to speak about it, because going to the back to the money thing, I've asked myself many times, where are all the people that think like us, that have some money? We're not all broke out here.
No.
Where's the big $10,000 donation for other people like us who care about what's happening very, very quickly? It's really hard coming down now. We're getting really to the end. When they show their face about this gun grab,
yep.
You know, they've been real careful all along to keep this sheeple sleeping, and all of a sudden, bam, they're coming out, and it's not a good omen.
No, it's not. And, at one time there were 12 alternative networks, and now there's four.
Well, I'm on yours most of the day. Same thing as the other fella. Now, I'm going to call the other line and do some donating there. But when I went to re-up my membership, or, you know, you were taking it every month, and I had a glitch in my credit card. I had to send for a new one just as you guys hit me. And when I went back on to re-sign, there wasn't the option for having it take more every month. So it's, I'm still sitting at $5.99 for the archive. So, and then I wrote to you or Sandra, I think, and said, you know, hey, where can I, you know, put me back to my $10 a month? And I never heard, so I'm going to just call up and, you know,
okay,
do that
well,
now.
Just do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Just do me a favor. Just hang on the line, and I'll transfer you.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thanks so
BJ,
much.
BJ, thank you. I appreciate
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the one thing that I do not want to see happen is somebody that's got their head screwed on straight that has the ability to run an alternative media the way it should be run and to die on the vine for lack of support. We're doing our level best to keep advertisers on the network, to keep expenses down at this network, everything that a person and a body should do to be responsible with the funds that are available. But from time to time, it comes up short. And before y'all are sitting there listening to Genesis Communications Network, because they've got their Midas phone mill up there, that is the main reason why Ted Anderson took on a radio network. It was a way to expand coverage for his gold and silver sales. Now, I don't consider that to be necessarily a patriotic way to approach a radio network, but hey, if it worked for him, I guess it's working. We're a different breed of cat over here, folks. We always have been. And we've been here for, it'll be 9 years this June, coming up in a couple of months. And there have been some very dark times, monetarily speaking, with funding for this network. And it always tickles me. And our producers, our board ops now understand that when I start talking about pledges, I have a monitor, the online numbers at least. And you can watch 200 or 300 people just run right out of the door, right there, that quick. Now, maybe they went to the Catholic school, Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt, and they don't want to hear it because they'd feel guilty about it and they might have to do something about it. But every single time that we do a pledge drive, there's about 10% of the listeners that run screaming with their hair on fire and they run out the door. Pretty amazing. Human nature, I guess. We are doing a pledge drive. I think we're up to $3,700, and that's it. And as BJ said, there's some high rollers out there that listen to this network. Give us a call. Think how good you're going to feel when you give a large donation for people that are trying to really affect a change. And we've been doing it for better than 8.5 years, and we hope to do it for another 8.5 if it's necessary. But I think between now and then, you're going to see some mighty bad changes come about, and I don't think we're going to be allowed to maintain satellite and internet and all that other stuff and be talking about freedom and liberty and the republic for which it stands and one nation under mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet. I just don't see it happening. So while we're here, support what we're doing, because one way or another, we won't be here one day. And folks, I'm out of things to sell. 800-724-2719. Call now. Operators are standing by, as they say. Thanks for those that donated.